Sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott and Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
You have a witness yet. And that allows me to know that these physical bodies of ours will be changed from mortal to immortality. These bodies will no longer experience corruption anymore, but incorruption. Do I have a witness here? Because they will be transformed, this body will be transcend into a higher atmosphere. Isn't that right? And the Lord has promised us that He would always be with us. Isn't that right? As they talked with Him, they thought to themselves, who could this stranger be? As they talked with Him and questioned, as He asked them, why are you sad? Why are your heads bowed down? Why you look like you have tears in your eyes? And they said to him, one by the name of Cleopas said to him, have you not heard? You mean to tell me you've been in Jerusalem and you do not know the tragedy that happened just a few days ago? You haven't witnessed the greatest thing that ever happened in Jerusalem, the greatest man that ever walked the shores of Galilee are now dead. And in a borrowed tomb. Now dead. The man that we had hoped that would come and free us from the atrocities that we were now experiencing are now dead. And he said to them, what tragedies? What man? They began to tell him about Jesus, the Son of the living God. Have I got it with you? And as they talked with him, he began to quote to them and began to talk to them. And he said to them, O ye fools, where were you when the word was being expounded on? Where were you? What was you writing notes when the word was being preached? What was you doing? Where was your mind at when the word was being taught? What was you doing? Did you remember what he said? He said that he came into this world to die. For that cause he came, that men might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Where were you when this was being? Didn't he say that he would die and that he would rise on the third day? Where were you? And he began to quote scripture. Book after book, saying to them that Jesus must die. And if he had not come, what would be the end result? We all will have nothing to look forward to but the grave and hell. But Jesus came that he might deliver us from the penalty of sin. Do you have a witness here? And because of sin, we all must die. But oh, thank God for Jesus. Do I have a witness here? And as he talked with them, and the Bible says, as he talked with them, that they become so energized, they forgot about the perplexing problems that just had existed only a few days ago. They began to lighten up. Face began to change. Voice began to get excited, more exuberant about what the Lord was saying. And you know, sometimes you have to be careful. The Bible says, be careful how you entertain strangers. For you just might be entertaining an angel of the Lord. Isn't that right? The Bible says, as they walked, he appeared unto them and he talked with them. And as he talked with them, they become so excited. And he was just as they just began to get near their home. He made as if, the scripture said, he acted as if he were going on a little further. But how many of you know that he wasn't playing any tricks? God doesn't play tricks, isn't that right? Amen. He never went into anyone's home unless he was invited. Isn't that right? And as he says today, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Isn't that right? Harden not your heart. I will come in. If you'll open the door, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. Huh? I'll be with you and you with me. Isn't that right? You got to want Jesus in your life. And I tell you, all of the time, the only thing that God cannot do, he cannot save you if you don't want to be saved. Isn't that right? You must want to be saved. You must have a desire from your heart that you want to be saved, that you are ready to accept Christ as your personal Savior. Isn't that right? And as he talked with them, they said to him, come on in. The evening shades are now appearing. The golden sun is about to set. It is said that you should not travel in the evening in the desert all by yourself. Come on in. You come in and dine with us. You are a traveler. And we want you to come in and bless the food. Come on in and dine with us. You see, if you want to be blessed, you've got to invite Jesus in. Isn't that right? If you want to enjoy a fantastic life, you must invite Jesus in. If you want to have a good home and a family life, you must invite Jesus in. Isn't that right? If you want to have a successful life, you must invite Jesus in. Isn't that right? If you want to be victorious in your life, you must invite Jesus in. Isn't that right? Oh Lord, I want to tell you this morning, if you want to have a good church service, oh Lord, you must invite Jesus in. Isn't that right? If you want to have a spiritual high this morning, you must invite Jesus in. Isn't that right? If you want to have a good feeling this morning, isn't that right? You must invite Jesus in. Oh, Lord, I don't know about you this morning, but I want to have a victorious visitation with my Father. Isn't that right? Because every now and then, I want to feel good, yes, in myself. Isn't that right? Every now and then, I want to have a little talk with him, because just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. Isn't that right? Every now and then, you ought to invite him in, oh Lord, and cry unto him, Father, oh Father, have mercy on me. Isn't that right? They tell me as they sit around the table, isn't that right? And he began to talk with them, isn't that right? And they tell me as the bread began to be served, that he began to break bread, isn't that right? And nobody could pray like Jesus, isn't that right? Nobody could pray like Jesus prayed, isn't that right? Nobody could break bread like Jesus, isn't that right? There was something about the way Jesus break bread, isn't that right? there was something about the way he gave thanks to God for breaking bread, oh Lord. And I don't care who you are today, everything God bless you with, you ought to give him praise. You ought to give him thanks. Isn't that right? Because what he done for you, oh Lord, he didn't have to do it. Isn't that right? What he's doing right now, as he gave us life early this morning, he gave you life. You ought to be grateful for it. Isn't that right? I heard them say, as they longed for him, the Bible said, he vanished out of their sight. Isn't that right? I heard them say, I thought it was over. I thought this was the end. But Jesus, he's alive. Isn't that right? If you know he's alive, you ought to shout to the top of your voice. Isn't that right? I know he is. He's alive because he's alive down in my heart. He's alive down in me. Every now and then, you ought to tell somebody, I know he's alive because he walks with me and he talks with me. He tells me that I'm his own. He's alive because joy is in my life. Every now and then, you ought to tell somebody, when your heart is broken and your mind is troubled, invite him in and let him come in. Every day, I want to walk with him. I want to talk with him, because there's joy in talking with him. Isn't that right? Come on and go with me. They went on back up into Jerusalem. I heard them tell the other disciples they couldn't hold their peace. They tell me they just squirming in their seat and saying, give me a chance to testify. I know he arose because I had lunch with him. You don't hear me. It's good to sit down to the table with Jesus on your side. It's good to sit down with Jesus. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? If you know he's all right, why don't you say, yeah, yes, yeah, yes, I know he's all right. I know the Lord. Oh, I know he's all right. He put joy in my heart. Joy. I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? If you know he's all right, you ought to stand for him this morning. If you know he woke you up early this morning, you ought to stand up and testify him. Tell a dying world, I know he rose, because he rose in my life. I know he rose because he had put all power, power to heal, power to raise a bow down here, power to mend a broken heart, all power, any all right, I know he's all right. I know he's all right.
Thank you. And I thank you. We hope this message blessed and uplifted you today. For more information or a copy of today's message, you may write the First Union Historic Baptist Church, 601 Lee Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or phone us at 318-561-4230. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m., followed by worship service at 11 a.m., and midweek is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Also remember, whenever you are in a time of need, please contact our sponsors, the Law Office of Charles Elliott and Associates. Their office is located at 720 Murray Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Or you may phone them at 318-704-6511 or email charles@elliott.legal. Until next time, may God richly bless you.